Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We are still reading Matt's email, which is delightful. he's been watching the Doctor Who reboot series from 2005, starring Billy Piper and Christopher Eccleston. And it's a delight. I'm enjoying myself. I'm really enjoying, like, that I have nostalgia for this. Like, it feels so strange. I know I talked about that a lot during the when we did the Rose recap, but this is even more, like, I'm just having emotions as we read our way through these. We're on to Dalek, which Matt says, as we all know, the one that nearly didn't happen. Which is, yeah, I've done a lot of reading about this over the last few days just because I read this and I was like, oh, that did nearly not happen, didn't it? I kind of forgot about all that. So, yeah, the Terry Nation estate who own the Daleks couldn't come to an agreement with the BBC. Apparently, someone made an announcement. Of course, the Daleks will be back now that Doctor Who's back. And they were like, well, no one's called us, so you can't have them. And yeah, there were negotiations. There's rumours that the Daleks have to be in the show every year that the show is on. Otherwise, they, you know, lose the rights to them, supposedly, which is why we always see them every year. Who knows really how it works. And there was something about them, oh, we don't know if they, like, apparently one of the sticking points was that the BBC wanted to redesign them and they weren't going to consult about it. They were just like, well, we're just going to redesign them. You're like, you don't get a say in that. Speaking of, one of the things I read was in apparently the redesign of the Dalek, the lights, you know, the big sticky added lights when it talks, were blue. And the director was like, no, it looks like a police car, and asked for them to be made clear. So Joe Ahern is to thank for them not having blue lights. Because you know how the eye stalk is blue? Like, there's lots of, like, light-up things that are kind of blue in old Doctor Who. Like, the sonic screwdriver was blue. Everything that lit up was blue. Anyway, oh my God, I've barely gotten through the start of Matt's recap. Not so much a recap, it's more a reflection, really, isn't it? Anyway, he says this nearly didn't happen. Can you imagine this with a Toclophane in the lead role? That was the plan. So when it fell through, it was rewritten with, instead of the Dalek, a Toclophane, which came back at the end of series 3, which, you know, so Russell T. Davis had always planned for the Toclophane to be in the show, and had decided, well, if we can't have the Daleks, we'll do this. But Matt says, can you imagine this with the Toclophane in the lead role? No, me either. By the way, the Cyberman head at the start was apparently a suggestion of Julie Gardner, the one of the executive producers, and then one of the executive producers again, because she owns the production company Bad Wolf with Jane Tranter. And, yeah, she said, oh, no, you have to put a Cyberman head in the cabinet. Because originally it was just going to be all things from the series that had been on. It's like, which is just the Slitheen. They're the only things that had been in the show at this point. But she's like, no, let's put an old thing in there. Matt says, from the first unveiling of the new bronze Dalek and Julie Gardner's squeal, you just knew the Daleks were coming back and would easily take equal billing alongside the Doctor, never to be far from our screens again. Julie Gardner's squeal it's in the Doctor Who Confidential episode, which is on with the Daleks, this Dalek episode. Matt, did you watch all the Confidentials as well? I think they're on the Blu-rays, aren't they? Or on the DVDs. Bless you if you did. That is hilarious. Also, I'm sure we've heard the news that Doctor Who Confidential is coming back. It's called something else, but it's pretty much Doctor Who Confidential. But it's got a host, which I find interesting. It's kind of, I don't know how I feel about it having a host. I mean, I guess it's kind of good, you know, that it's a thing. But yeah, it's called Doctor Who Unleashed now instead of Confidential. I feel like they kind of, you know, really ran out of steam. Like, I remember trying to watch the Doctor Who Confidential that was attached to when we watched the final David Tennant story, The End of Time, Part 1 and 2. I watched those Doctor Who Confidentials and it was like, and I don't know if this is because, you know, they're about to hand over to a new production team. Everyone's a bit tired. You get quite tired at the end of any production. You're like, oh, yeah, I've had enough. I can't do anymore. And I don't know if it was something to do with that, but it just felt like there was nothing new to be said. It's like, oh, yeah, we've said all this 1,000 times. And it was quite flat. It was just a lot of, oh, yeah, here's David's last day. Here's, you know, Bernard Cribbins. Here's, like, it was a lot of the making of the show. Whereas the first series of Doctor Who Confidential was a deep dive. Like, the one for Dalek is amazing. Like, they go through all the Dalek stories. There's a lot of the old doctors coming back to talk about how they felt facing down the Daleks. There's footage from the old show. There's also, you know, behind-the-scenes footage. Whereas I feel like towards the end it just became a behind-the-scenes show. And it went for nearly as long as the episode, which, you know, that's one of my biggest bugbears is when a podcast goes longer than the actual show that it's talking about. It's why these things are never more than 10 minutes. Because sometimes old Doctor Who episodes were only like 19 minutes. I think there's an episode of The Mind Robber that's like 19 minutes long. Because they lost an episode of another series adjacent, and so they had to stick it, make an extra one. And it's that bonkers first episode that's all just shot on like white cloth. It's just strange. But yeah, I hope this new Doctor Who Unleashed is a thing, a fun thing, as opposed to just a, you know. I mean, Doctor Who Confidential was great. It was like Simon Pegg hosted the first one. I mean, he was just doing a voiceover, and then it was Anthony Head who did the next one. The rest of them, I think. But yeah, so this one is going to be hosted by Stephen Powell. And so I guess it's going to be kind of a, you know, this is what's happening in Doctor Who. But I hope it does do more than just kind of go behind the scenes. Because I really love those deep dives. Like, you know, when they do like a deep dive into the history of something. Like, you know, when they did the Shakespeare Code and they just did a deep dive into Shakespeare and all the times that some Shakespearean thing had happened in Doctor Who and like weird crossovers. I hope it's good. Anyway, that has been a massive sidetrack to to Matt's little missive about Dalek. I know we're not going to get through series one in the first week. How are we going to get through the next 12 or 13 seasons before we get to the 60th anniversary? Anyway, Julie Gardner squeal. Matt says, swivel midsections, new proper solid design, the ability to go upstairs. Yes, yes, I know, but Johnny Public had forgotten Remembrance of the Daleks. And the media leapt on this lazy trope. After only 6 episodes, Doctor Who's second alleged sex offender in a companion role. Oh, my God. It is problematic. which is... Bruno Langley, who plays Adam in Dalek, was fired or let go from Coronation Street for some terrible behaviour and was replaced. But let's gloss over that for now, shall we? Says Matt, because the other one, I think, is... Yeah, Noel Clark, who's already been, and then there's John Barrowman. Look, there's many problematic people and, you know, they've done some terrible things. Anyway, the world is different now and Russell Brand hopefully will go to jail. Matt says, seen as the second launch of the series, Dalek was once again where it really kicked into high gear. And it was, you know, an emotional roller coaster. I remember that being a thing. Oh, I need to talk more about Dalek. It's going to continue into the next episode. I kind of want to watch it again now, don't you? To see the Dalek kill all those people in the big cavern. Woo!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.